A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph, Shabbos 111b, pagination, page 222. Starting from the new perek, which is about midway on the page, the topic of making knots on Shabbos.
Knots,
K-N-O-T-S, making a knot on Shabbos.
Okay, here we are.
One of the 39 categories, it was used to knot the nets to catch the chilazon, to make them to the proper size. It was also used if a curtain had a problem, so instead of doing the entire curtain again, there were times that they would knot a new thread in place and fix it. Ve'elu ksharim shachayavim aleihem. These are the types of knots that you would be in violation if you did them. Kesher hagamolim, the knot done by the camel drivers. Ve'kesher hasafonim, and the knot done by the shipmen, by the sailors. Now Rashi tells us that the topic over here of knots has to do with eino matiro leolam. You will never untie it. In other words, humanly possible. As far as your intent goes, it's a permanent knot. The Rambam adds in a comment. The Rambam says, Keshe shakayama v'hu maise umon, and it's a craftsman's knot. And obviously, these knots by the camel and by the ship, these were final knots, so to speak, you know, official. This is the last word. They're supposed to stay there forever. And they were also craftsman knots. And these two factors are going to play out whenever we talk about a knot on Shabbos. Is it a permanent knot? Is it intended to be there forever? How do you define forever? Some say forever means 24 hours. Some say it means a week. Some say it means forever for real. But something that's permanent. And the other factor is, do you need it to also be a craftsman's knot? Well, the Mishnah continues, Uchashem shu'chayev al kishuram, and just like you're in violation when you tie it, kach u'chayev al hateron, another one of the 39 categories, is untying such a knot. You had a knot that was there, that was intended to be there, in Rashi's words, la'olam, forever, and now you're untying it, you changed your mind, you want to change the size of the net, you, whatever it is, you're changing it. Now there's an interesting leniency, which is mentioned by the Chazon Ish and widely quoted, that if a knot was created by mistake, you'd be allowed to untie it, because it's only a knot that's created in violation. That type of knot, you're in violation to untie it. So when a person gets a mess of a knot in their shoe, because they pulled the wrong string, and they ended up with this very tight knot in their shoe, Chazon Ish says you're allowed to untie that knot. That knot was not done with intent to leave it there forever. It's not a craftsman's knot. It's not a knot that you're obligated on, because it was done totally by mistake. It was against your will. No one wants a knot to form there by mistake. It's killer to get out. That type of knot, you're stuck with that on in your shoes on Shabbos, that you're allowed to undo. Let's drop down to the next Mishnah, towards the end of a line. There are some knots that you're not in violation by making them. They're not in the same category as the knot that's done by the camel driver or by the sailor. For example, kosheres isha mafteyach chaluka, a woman is allowed to tie the opening of her garment, a sash, something that the strap gets tied in place, but the point here is that she's going to untie it when she takes off the garment. Picture today a practical case. A person has a coat that has a belt in front, so if it has a belt that goes into a loop, very nice. Do the loop, then there's no Shabbos issue. But let's say there is no loop, and the person folds it over in the way of making knots, and folds it over again the way we call it a double knot, right? We call that first thing that really doesn't hold a knot, so to speak, because the next one is called a double knot. So I guess the first one was a knot. We acknowledge that it was some level of something. In any case, you do that, whether we recommend it or not, we can discuss. But if a person does it, you find woman does it, man does it, that's intended to be undone. It's not craftsman, and it's not even done tightly. And therefore, that's permitted. Again, whether we recommend it, if that's ideal, or we'd rather have you kind of fold it in, that's a different discussion. How far do you want to stay away from the possibility of a violation? But it's not a Shabbos violation because it's intended to be undone. It's temporary. It's done non-craftsman, loosely, etc. Interesting question comes up by the knot in a child's shoes. The child's shoes keep getting undone. Sometimes they're thicker laces and the child's very active. So you want to make what we call a double knot. Are you allowed to? So the halacha is that in cases of need, dechak, literally translated as duress, well, it's not quite duress, but it's a case of need, you're allowed to do such a knot because your entire structure of such a knot, the entire mind frame of such a knot, is to undo it when you take the child's shoes off. It's less than 24 hours. And therefore, you'd be permitted to tie that child's shoes in that extra knot that'll hold it in place and make sure that it doesn't get undone and he doesn't trip over his own shoelaces, etc. Because it's a temporary knot. Now, there's a fascinating discussion, which really I could leave you for homework. You got to think about this. It has many different applications. What happens if you do a malacha, which the way you did it, if it'll be a violation or not be a violation, depends on your intent. For example, person selects, in the malacha of borer, selecting, he selects the good from the bad with every intent to use it Shabbos afternoon. And right now it's Friday night or Shabbos morning. He's projecting many hours in advance. This is not derech achila. This is not the way of eating, and you're in violation. So he's selecting all the raisins from a peanut and raisin mixture. He's doing selecting, even though it's good from the bad, but it's for after a period of time. It's not at the time of eating. Violation. He realizes that he did wrong. So he says, oh, I don't want to do wrong on Shabbos. I'll eat them now. Did that change anything? Right? Compare it to other cases. On the one hand, you have a person who's planting, and he plants on Shabbos, and someone says, you know, you're not allowed to put seeds into the furrow. He thought it was cute. He was putting out the tomato seeds into the furrow on Shabbos. He didn't think anything of it. Someone tells him, you're seeding. You can't do that on Shabbos. He says, oh, I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbos? Oh, okay. And he scoops them out of the furrow, and he puts them back into a place where they can't possibly grow. Did he undo his malacha? No, at the time he did seeding. Now he's undoing it, but at the time he did seeding. Contrast that with a person who puts something up to cook, realizes it's a violation, says, I don't want to be in violation. Cooking is a violation on Shabbos. So he pulls it off the fire. Over there it didn't cook, and the malacha is to cook. The malacha is not to put something on the fire in a way that it might cook. Well, it's cooking. And therefore, removing it from the fire, or in the case of an oven, it would be called roda es hapas, to remove the dough from the wall of the oven before it browns, that would save you from the malacha. Question over here is very cute. Person makes a knot with intent to leave it there for a long time. Realizes the problem. He says, oh no, I'll undo it right away. Does that undo the malacha or the malacha is the malacha, it is what you did. So that's something to think through. All 39 categories. Once a person gets himself into trouble, is there a way to get yourself out? Does that change the fact that you decide to turn it into a temporary knot, or you've done what you've done? Deal with it. Okay. Yashkar, have a great day.